Our devotional speaker today is Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He has served in that capacity for the past 16 years. By way of introduction, I simply need to say he loves the youth of the church. Elder Scott.
I'm most grateful for that beautiful choir. Sing of praise, hymn of praise that has set the environment, beautiful prayer. You're singing. I'd like to begin by expressing deep love and gratitude for President Bednar and his wife Susan, dear friends, for your presence here today. Normally I stay after a meeting and shake all the hands I can. Today I have an assignment that requires me to leave immediately after this meeting. But I would like to shake every one of your hands virtually. Those of you who are willing to do that, would you just set your hand out and let me shake it? That didn't quite communicate what I want. Would you sisters let me give you just a little discreet hug virtually? And you, brethren, a very healthy abrazo. I express profound gratitude for the privilege and blessing of being with each of you. I thank you for the sacrifice and quality of your life that permits you to be here. You are a very select group of righteous young men and women who love the Lord and want above all else to obey His commandments. As I look into your faces, I'm touched to the very core of my being. There is a radiance, an excitement, an expression of calm assurance, and above all, an aura of purity and righteousness that emanate from you. I'm not speaking of physical beauty, although there's much of that. I refer to something far more important. The peace and power that radiate from your worthy, righteous, purposeful lives. I'm sure you can feel it too. Do you want to know how to get the most benefit from this time together? Write down the impressions you feel. You'd never think of going to a class at this university and never take a note or what is said or ponder the meaning of principles communicated, nor seek to incorporate them into your lives. Nonetheless, that is what precisely some do when in a spiritual environment where eternal truth is taught and confirmed by impressions of the Holy Spirit. Make no such mistake. Apply the same principles you've learned to acquire knowledge. Remember it and use it to your pursuit of eternal truth. Spiritual moments in life often come when it seems difficult to record them. Yet that special effort to crystallize permanent record, sacred impressions of the Holy Spirit, is powerfully rewarded. Begin now, even if you have to borrow paper and pencil to do it. You're now making some of the most critically important decisions of your life. Decisions that will have a profound influence on your happiness, on what you'll become, and how you'll spend eternity. I prayerfully sought guidance of the Lord to be able to share with you some of the principles that guide correct decisions. I know they are true. They are founded in doctrine and have been proven in the crucible of my own life. In today's world, you do not have the assurance of making the right choices in essential matters without divine guidance. Later, I'll give suggestions concerning how that help can be obtained. I pray that during this time we're together, the Lord will convey his message to your mind and heart through the Holy Spirit. It will be a message tailored to your personal needs. Again, I strongly urge you to write down any impressions that come to you. That guidance from the Holy Spirit will be the most important part of what will occur today. For a few minutes, I would like to benefit from the participation of some of you by your use of these microphones that have been explained to you. If those of you who want to help will just raise a hand and ask for a microphone now, it'll save precious time now. I won't embarrass you. As two recent comments of President Hinckley are displayed, think of how you will answer this question. Why can those two apparently conflicting statements of President Hinckley both be true? The traditional family is under heavy attack. I do not know that things were worse in the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. We see similar conditions today. They prevail all across the world. I think Father must weep as he looks down upon his wayward sons and daughters. Now, this contrasting statement. Who in the earlier days could have dreamed of this season of opportunity in which we live? The church is in wonderful condition, and it will grow and strengthen. It is our opportunity and our challenge to continue this great undertaking, the future of which we can scarcely imagine. Who wants to respond? How can this be true, these two conflicting statements? Can I take a microphone over here?
Well, things are pretty hard right now, but there are also a lot of really good things, and the Spirit is stronger than ever. The church is stronger than ever right now.
Excellent response. Green flag.
I think it is the best of times and the worst of times. The church is the strongest and the wickedness is the strongest, depending on where you go.
True. What can we do about it?
We can continue to follow the guidance of the Spirit and apostles such as Elder Scott. And
These are excellent answers. If you think that's easy, raise your hand. Now let's try another question. In the October 2002 General Conference, President Hinckley gave a stirring message entitled, "The Marvelous Foundations of Our Faith." In it, he boldly and eloquently gave witness of the essential elements of the message of the Restoration, then made an urgent plea. As I read that plea, think of how you personally can respond to it. This must be our great and singular message to the world, referring to the Restoration. We testify in all humility, but with gravity and absolute sincerity. We invite all, the whole earth, to listen to this divine account and to take measure of its truth. God bless us as those who believe in his divine manifestations and help us to extend knowledge of these great and marvelous occurrences, all who will listen. Who wants to respond to that question? The red all the way in the back.
I think it's talking about the account of Joseph Smith and the atonement of Jesus Christ in their lives and how important that is to the world and how it will change the world if they were listening to this very simple message.
What can you do about it?
Since I returned off my mission, I haven't taken the opportunity to share the gospel as I did on my mission. I think that's something that has changed just because of fear in my own life of rejection rather than the fear of God like I should have. I fear man more than God.
Thank you.
Stop doing that.
Excellent response. Here in front.
I think he's talking about how we as a people need to be humble with our testimonies, but at the same time, by our examples, show other people who we are, what we represent, and why we're here on earth, so they have a desire to do what we're doing and return to our Heavenly Father.
Thank you very much. Is one in a sister's hand? Let's do that next. Take this gray one, this one right here. Please. You right there.
Did you want the sister?
Go ahead, you respond.
Okay. I think with respect to this, that what we could do is to try a little harder to share the gospel with people, people that are around us. A lot of times that we're friends with, and sometimes we're too afraid to do it. And so just kind of get out and do it, because the church has so many different materials to use now. We just need to make use of them.
Thank you. How would a sister do that? Just raise your hand.
Most important is that we live what we are taught every day, and by our actions people will see. And I heard once on my mission that we should preach the gospel always, but use words but a few times. So I believe in that.
Excellent responses. We have this marvelous privilege of sharing the gospel, and how many of you have had that experience? I just pray that every young man who's not been a missionary will realize what a fantastic opportunity it is to show gratitude to the Lord. And some of you young women who would not lose the opportunity of being sealed for eternity to do the same. Will some of you please suggest how you can help respond to the following need described by our inspired President Hinckley. In the church, we are working very hard to stem the tide of evil, but it is an uphill battle. We are succeeding in a substantial way. We must not give up. We must not become discouraged. We must never surrender to the forces of evil. We can and maintain standards for which this church has stood since it's organized. There is a better way than the way of the world. How can you answer that plea? That, do you have that placed?
Just like she just said, in everything that we do and everything that we say, there's always going to be someone watching, whether it's your friends around you. You never know who you're going to inspire, especially when you're not at BYU Idaho and you're at home and you're around all those people that don't have the gospel in their lives. And you can see how much they need it and how important it is for us to, it's just so important to share what we have with other people, because they're hungry, they need it, and I've just seen it with so many of my friends at home that don't have the gospel. They're looking for something and they can't find it, and it's been so important for me to do the best that I can to live the knowledge
answer.
That I know.
Thank you so sincerely. Is there one over here? That's placed. Let's go to the back. You with that, is it green there? The yellow one, all the way in the back.
We never know who is ready to hear the gospel, and we may see people who look like they have it all figured out. They go to church every Sunday, but we never know who really is searching. And we need to just share testimony with everybody and just share what we know, because we have something that is so precious, and we need to get it all over the world, and we need to tell everybody about it.
You're really remarkable, without any warning, to give such excellent answers. Is there someone over on this side that has a microphone? Just go ahead.
Well, I think that sometimes we need to make sure that we are prepared to share the gospel. Like if we make sure in our daily lives that we are living by the gospel. Believe it, but to really truly have a testimony and to know and to pray. So then, if the time were to come that anyone were to ask a question, we can be prepared and that we can feel His Spirit to help us in sharing with others.
You're giving a better talk than I've got prepared. Over here, please.
I think as women...
They've got to know the color so they can turn that mic on. Right here by the organ. Go ahead.
I think as women of the church, we have the opportunity to be more womanly and less aggressive and take that challenge and that opportunity to stay home and to bear children and to be kind and beautiful instead of harsh and aggressive.
Thank you for not only saying it, but giving an evidence in your own life of that. Now, I thank you for this excellent comment, for your valuable suggestions. You truly are most precious. We'll not have further need of the microphones. Now let's soberly discuss the treacherous challenges that surround you and how to overcome them. The world is being engulfed in a rising river of degenerate filth. With the abandonment of virtue, righteousness, traditional marriage, family life, and personal integrity, President Hinckley has warned publicly, as we have seen, that conditions are comparable to those of Sodom and Gomorrah, the epitome of unholy life in the Old Testament. However, while isolated then, that condition is now pervasive over the world. Satan skillfully manipulates for his purposes the power of all types of media, the broad avenues of communication. His success has greatly increased worldwide the extent and availability of such degrading and destructive influences. In the past, generally, some effort was required to seek out such evil. Now it saturates large portions of virtually every environment throughout the world. We cannot dry up the mounting river of evil influences in the world, for they are the result of the exercise of moral agency, divinely granted by our Father in heaven to all of His children. But we can, with clarity, warn of the consequences of getting close to its enticing, devouring current. We can even provide life preservers for those caught in those vanquishing waters who recognize the need for help. Yet many are, and will be, so engrossed in the stimulation that comes from such disobedience that they will not hear that warning voice. Nonetheless, you must do your best to communicate what has been restored to earth and is available to all who desire to live a fullness of joy and to obtain a productive, growing life. God has provided a way to live in this world and not be contaminated by the degrading pressures evil agents spread throughout it. You can live a virtuous, productive, righteous life by following the plan of protection created by your Father in heaven. It is contained in the Scriptures and in the inspired declarations of His prophets. He tabernacled your intelligence with spirit and made it possible for you to enjoy the wonder of the physical body. When you do that in the way He has decreed, you will be abundantly blessed. Have you noticed how Satan's technique is to capture the mind and the emotions with flashing images, blaring music, and the stimulation of every physical sense to excess? As a result, there's no opportunity to perceive the quiet promptings of the Spirit. He strives at all costs to so fill life with action, entertainment, and stimulation that an individual does not contemplate the consequences of his tempting invitations. Think of it. Some are tempted to violate the commandments because of the seductive portrayal on movie, television, and computer screens of drama, where the violation of the most basic commandments of God are portrayed as acceptable. They're made to seem attractive, even desirable. There seems to be no serious consequence, rather apparent lasting joy and happiness. But recognize that those scenarios are controlled by scripts and actors. The outcome of decisions made is likewise manipulated to be whatever the producer desires it to be. Life is not that way. Yes, moral agency allows choice to be made of all the alternatives available to man. You can choose what you will, but you cannot control the outcome of those choices. Unlike the exploitive creations of man, our Father in heaven determines the consequences of your choices. Obedience will yield happiness, while violation of his commandments will not. Consider the lives of those individuals who create what for some are captivating images of life. They generally turn to the most vicious of the destructive influences they depict so appealingly in electronic media. They may be wealthy, but they are miserable. Truly, the statement of Alma, an inspired prophet and compassionate father, is borne out in their lives. Wickedness never was happiness. Oh, if I but had the power to cause individuals tempted to experiment with the alluring offerings of Lucifer, to calmly analyze the inevitable consequences of such choices, fewer lives would be shattered by them. No one would ever sample a touch of poison to satisfy curiosity of how it tastes. The outcome would be disastrous. In like manner, no one can ever sample those things that are forbidden of God as destructive of happiness and corrosive to spiritual guidance without tragic results. That's all I feel to say on that problem, because I trust you. Through analogy, I want to suggest for you a pattern of protection against the beckoning evil around you. This light bulb is made of carefully selected materials, as are you. Its tungsten filament will not melt under intense heat, nor need you wither under the flame of challenge. The shield of glass encloses a pure, noble gas. It assures that the glowing filament is protected from destruction by the surrounding oxygen, which, for it, is a contaminating atmosphere. In like manner, your righteous life is protected by worthy parents, friends, and guidance of the Holy Ghost. They provide a shield for you. The bulb glows with light as it is connected to a power source. You radiate precious light to others as you remain solidly connected to the power of God. Avoid all influences that could shatter your shell. Some say, well, my shell is strong. I got a strong testimony. I've heard someone say, I go to the clubs to help the needy. And I say, be careful of that shell. Now what do I do? My protective shell is broken. Too often when that occurs with violation of a commandment, Satan astutely comes and says, don't worry. You keep doing what you've been doing. Nobody will ever know the difference. I'll give you another shell. A protective shell, same deal. You won't have any problems. But look what happens when I connect that shell. Try to connect it to the power of God. It's a fake shell. It's filled with contamination. We know that the only way to rectify a broken protective shell is simply through the process of repentance with a judge in Israel, with someone who loves you if you've made such a serious mistake and will help you be connected again to the power of God in your life, to give light, hope, guidance to those around you. I hope that will be a hook in your mind when you look at a light bulb, you remember the need of a protective shell. The power of God comes into our lives as a natural consequence of obedience to His commandments and selfless service to His children. Service without obedience does not qualify, and rarely is obedience alone sufficient. Yet as you strive your best to be obedient to truth and seek to serve others, He will work through you. Often you will receive the greatest benefit as He blesses others through your efforts to serve them. Sometimes you touch lives profoundly when you're not aware that they're being influenced by your actions. One of the richest fruits of the Restoration are the Scriptures. When understood and lived, the doctrines they contain powerfully motivate uplifting righteous behavior despite worldly decay. Our Father in Heaven knows His children. He knew that many would choose the wrong path and that our period would be flooded with temptations of every order and iniquity in every corner. He also knew how you can live successfully in that environment. His Scriptures tell you how it's done. Consider these verses. All things must come to pass in their time. He knew the challenges we would face and gave this counsel. Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceed that which is great. Behold, the Lord requireth a heart and a willing mind, and the willing and obedient shall eat of the good of the land of Zion in these last days. That is a priceless promise. As you continue to center your mind and heart in Him, He will help you have a rich and full life, no matter what happens in the world around you. Your resolute study of the Scriptures will distill guiding truth to your mind and heart. Yet knowing truth does not alone release its power into your life. You must live it consistently, so that the power of God will fortify your life, give you the strength to overcome all that is destructive. No matter how difficult the problems that surround you, the Lord knows how to resolve them. As you exercise faith, doing what you can, He will help you handle those things within your capacity. He'll bring into your path others to help you. They can be parents who can provide answers, priesthood leaders who can give counsel and advice, understanding faculty, administrative personnel, friends who can give you support. Through the avenue of prayer, the path of inspiration, He will help you know what to do. It is a process that takes time to master. But knowing that it exists should give you great comfort as you face the difficult decisions you must now make in life. The Lord puts challenges in your path to mold your character for your own personal growth. He'll often let you struggle with a matter for a while, even when you're pleading for help. But as you follow true principles, He will finally see you through. When you're near your limit, turn to Him for comfort, peace, and assistance. He will send it through the quiet promptings of the Spirit. He will give assurance, guidance, and power essential to find solutions to the challenges of this world. You're learning vital eternal lessons. Be sure you understand them. The Lord does not abandon your urgent prayer, nor is He ever, even for a moment, unmindful of your anguish and heartache. He hears every supplication. He invariably answers according to spiritual law. Understanding that law will help you appreciate how the Lord answers your prayers. His silence and seeming absence at times are powerful means of expanding your vision and understanding as you continue in faith to do your best. Seldom will you receive all at once a complete answer from the Lord. It'll come a piece at a time. Inspiration comes in packets, so you'll develop and grow and not remain as a child, given everything. Also, so you'll appreciate and give thanks for, that's help, treasure it, and then apply it. Moreover, it will seldom come as the prayer is offered. Rather, in quiet moments when the Spirit can most effectively touch your mind and heart. Hence the need for periods of quiet time to keep perspective, to be instructed and strengthened. Discover how a clean, neat, quiet place can enhance spiritual direction in your life. In quiet, peaceful moments, like those you can enjoy in the Idaho Falls Temple, and before long on your own campus, seek to feel the Lord loves, has for you personally. His love is intense. It will enrich your life with peace, confidence, and contentment. In closing, I would share some of the innermost feelings of my heart. I do not know when we'll have an opportunity to speak to you individually again. Though life seems difficult now, hold on to that iron rod of truth. You're making better progress than you realize. Your struggles are defining character, discipline, and a confidence in the promises of your Father in heaven and the Savior as you consistently obey their commandments. You are so important. You are so needed. There are so few willing to make the sacrifice you're making to live righteously. You'll develop the sensitivity, love, and kindness to rejoice within the bonds of an eternal marriage. You will bless your children with insight. The world can never give it. Your example will set the course of your children's life. You're needed to strengthen the growing kingdom of the Lord and to be the role models for so many who lack the light of truth you have. With all the capacity that I possess, I counsel you to strengthen continually your testimony that there is in very deed an heavenly Father who is in control, that there is a Savior who loves you and wants to help you. You must come to really know more of them through the scriptures, prayer, and the testimony of their chosen. And they can guide you in every circumstance. Your Father has a specific plan for your life. When needed, He'll reveal parts of that plan as you seek His guidance with faith and consistent obedience. You may have found a portion of that realized already in your life. His Son has made you free, not from the consequences of your acts, but free to make choices. Your Father's eternal purpose is for you to be successful in this mortal experience, no matter how wicked those in the world become. You can have that blessing. Be attentive to the personal guidance given to you through the Holy Ghost. Continue to live worthy to receive it. Record it so that you can fulfill it. Then it will be available throughout your life. I bear solemn testimony that I have been given an absolute witness that Jesus Christ lives. As you avoid the pitfalls of Satan by following the principles we've discussed, I bear witness that He will guide you to the correct choices in the critical matters of your life. He loves you. It is through His influence that you are here in this unique campus. We love you. We need you. We trust you. In the holy name of the Savior, I invoke a blessing upon you, that through the Spirit, you'll be prompted in those important decisions of your life and be fortified against the fiery darts of the evil one, and recognize that all the fruits of a glorious life are within reach. You can have them. I know He lives. I am His witness. Humbly, I bear that witness as an expression of love and gratitude to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.